ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Davov. The Gemara is continuing from the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Heomid Beis, where it's brought down a brisa that says that from Min HaBakar we learn out Lohitzias HaTreifa. We learn out that you can't bring a treifa to the Mizbeach from the word Min HaBakar. Over here on Davov, the Gemara asks Akasha, Mihocha nafka, mihosam nafka. We have a different pasuk that says you can't bring a treifa. It says, Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutali Yisrael. And also another Kasha, Mikolash Yavra Tachas Hasheva. And we learn out, Pratla Treifash in Averis. So we have three psukim, Minabokar, Mashki Yisrael, and Mikolash Yavra Tachas Hasheva. The Gemara answers, Trichi. Dimi Mashki Yisrael, Hava Mino, Lamute, Hecho, Dulihoisalash Sakosha. The pasuk of Mashki Yisrael is talking about when there's no Shas HaKosher, because in that pasuk it says also Erla and Klai HaKerem, and Erla and Klai HaKerem don't have a Shas HaKosher. Havel Hoysel or Shas HaKosher, Eimel Tiskasher. Kosev Rachmano, Kol Asher Yavar. That's why we need the pasuk of Kol Asher Yavar. That even if it has a Shas HaKosher, it's pasul. Because of Rachmano, Kol Asher Yavar, Havel Amino, Lemute Heicho, the Nitrefo, Ulebesef Ekdesho. Only if it was a treifa before you were makdish it. Dumya de meiser. Havel hekdisha. Ulebesoiv nitchefa. De beinna de akdisha havechazya. If it was already kaddish before it came a treifa, maybe since it was chazi, therefore you could be makav it. Kasav rachmona min abakar. So this is why we need all three psukim. Taisvis in the Ramasko, Kasav rachmona kol asher yavar, says that our Gemara is saying that Mashke Yisrael is only by something that didn't have a Shas HaKosher. He asks that we find other places where we apply Mashke Yisrael even though it did have a Shas HaKosher. He brings the Gemara in Tmura by Nevad, he says. So Tosis answers that Al Karchach, once we have a Pasuk of Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaSheva to tell you that even when there is a Shas HaKosher, it's also Pasul, so that's a Giloy. And now we're not mechalik, and the soul of Mashke Yisrael is in all cases, even when it has a Shas HaKosher. So really, it's not a new psul of Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaSheva. It's a giloy on the soul of Mashke Yisrael, and the chayra hu adin. The guy be the next trichas of the Gemara that when it says min habakar, it's a giloy on Mashke Yisrael that it passels even in a case when it was already kaddish before it came a treifa. That's the chayra, what's mavor over here in this Taisvis. The kvegra on Taisvis is Mitzayin, Taisvis and Chulin and Afkuf Mem. Taisvis over there says that the din of Mashke Yisrael is only on something that didn't have a Shas HaKosher. Like Agamara says over here in the Havamino. And Taisvis says, Lamaskana, it's only when it doesn't have a Shas HaKosher. Not like Taisvis by us that says that once we have a Giloy from the Pasuk of Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaSheva, now the Pasuk of Mashke Yisrael is going in all cases. Tesis and Chulin holds the Pasuk of Mashke Yisrael is only going when it didn't have a Shas HaKosher. And the Chayra Lefi Tesis in Chulin, when the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaSheva and the Pasuk of Min HaBakar, it's a new psul. Not on Mashke Yisrael, it's a new psul that you can't bring a Trefa. A Trefa is a psul. Even without the Din of Mashke Yisrael, there's a psul on bringing a treifa. L'chayra, the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, from Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, Halacha, Yud Aleph, is also mashma like Tosfos and Chulin. Because the Rambam over there makes a list of all the different psulim, and he says, and he counts them, and he says one of the psulim from the Mizbeach is treifa. So if he's counting it as a separate psul, it's not under the klal of Mashke Yisrael, that's mashma. That there's a new psul of treifa, and it's not like Tosfos but us understands that it's a giloy on the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael, that the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael passels in all cases. That's the chayra, the machlekes here, Tosfos but us, and Tosfos and Chulin with the Rambam. Now, from the Etzem Gemara's Kasha that asks, that mehocha nafka, mehosam nafka, why do we need min habakar? We have other psukim. Achrayim ask a couple of shaylas, and we'll mention a few of them. The first shiloh is the Sfas Emes. He clears the shiloh. The din of Mashke Yisrael, when a goy brings a carbon, a goy could bring a carbon, so if it's something that's usher for Yisrael to eat, it's not me Mashke Yisrael, is there a pasulus clapping a goy? Because the Maisa, a goy is mutter to eat this thing. He doesn't have this isser. So clapping the goy, do we say there's a psul of Mashke Yisrael? He's nostalgic, but he asks the kasha that why in our Gemara when we're saying why do we need the pasuk of Minat Bakar, we have already the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael, we should have answered the pasuk of Minat Bakar is Negea for a goy. From the fact that Gemara didn't answer this, it's mashma that even Mashke Yisrael is also possible by a goy. He ends off with a suffix. He's not clear. Is the din Mashke Yisrael apply even by a carbon of a goy? Where to the goy himself will be mutter. But l'chayr, the Gemara would be a raya that it's taka a problem even for a goy, and therefore minat bakar wouldn't be needed to passel it for a goy, because anyways al Mashke Yisrael it's passel for a goy. And the Mikdash David in the end of Simen Lamed Gimel, he got a nemzon with a pshitos that the din Mashke Yisrael applies to a goy also, like this side of the sasemes. That's one shiloh. There's another shiloh over here, the Minchas Avram, page Nun Aleph. He asks a kasha on the Tosfos HaRosh. He brings in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem. Tosfos HaRosh says that anything that has a psul of Mashke Yisrael, im olu lo yerdu. If you're makriv it, im olu lo yerdu. So he asks, what's the Gemara's kasha over here? Why do we need the pasuk min abakar? Mihasam nafka, we have the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael. The pasuk of Mashke Yisrael would still be im alu lo yerdu. So we need the pasuk of minat bakar to tell you that even if it's alu yerdu, l'chayra, that's why we need the pasuk of minat bakar. So l'chayra, that should be enough kamina. Why we need the pasuk of minat bakar? What's the Gemara asking? That it should be enough with Mashke Yisrael. This is what he asks. He doesn't answer this kasha. So that's another kasha. There's a third kasha. The Rav Beryl in Shurei Agrid, he brings the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Peches. The Gemara over there says that the something that's not roy, that's possible because of Mashke Yisrael, if you're mekadosh in a kli, it's kadosh li posel. Means not kosher, it's not kadosh li kariv, but it's kadosh li posel. So it has a ketusha that's chal on it. So he says, l'chayra hu adin, if you're mekadosh bepeh on something that's not roy, it's not Mashke Yisrael, if you're mekadosh bepeh, l'chayra there should be ketusha that's chal. Mkain, l'chayra, that would be enough kamina. Out of the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael, the kedusha would be still be chal if you makdash it. If you makdash a treifa as a carbon, it would still be chal the kedusha. So we need the pasuk of minat bakar to tell you that it's not chal the kedusha bechal. L'chayra, that's enough kamina why we need the pasuk of minat bakar. Why didn't the Gemara answer? We need minat bakar to tell you that kedusha is not chal. Ulai, we could be mechalik that the Gemara in Zavachim only says it by kedushas kli. Kedushas kli is a stronger kedusha that could be mekadosh something that's even in a roi, it's not Mashke Yisrael. But kedushas peh, maybe that can't be chal on something that's not Mashke Yisrael. Yesh la'ayin. But these are a few of the shilos that achreinim are ma'ir, that l'chayra that could be an afkamina between the din that we would learn out from Minat Bakar or from the din of Mashke Yisrael. Now, one last nekuda on this sugya. Rambam in Perek Beis from Esrim Mizbeach Halacha Yud, when he brings down this Isser, the psul of bringing a treifa for the Mizbeach, he says that any psul treifa that asers ba'achila, such a treifa you can't be makriv on the Mizbeach. A treifa that's aser ba'achila. So what's this lashon of aser ba'achila? I mean, this is B'emes Mavur and Eror Gemara. Eror Gemara is saying that we should be able to learn it out of Mashke Yisrael. So that's Mavur, that this din treifa we're talking about is something that's not Mashke Yisrael, it's not really l'achila. But what is the Rambam stressing these words? That it has to be something that you can't eat it. It's also b'achila. So the Briskarav is masber that there's two different gedorim in what a treifa is. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, over there, the Gabi that Halacha, if there's a Reitzeach, someone kills someone, so if he kills someone who's a treifa, he's potter. And the Rambam over there explains what a treifa means is someone that the doctors, they say, the umdana is, that this person can't live. He doesn't have chias to stay alive. That's the gedder of a treifa, of someone who's not going to be able to live. Masha'en kein, by karbanos, by dine achila, the Rambam says that there's yurches treifas that are usher to eat. And these are the only yurches treifas. And if we find another choli, another sickness or something that makes that this animal cannot live, afal pikein, It's mutter to eat because there's only yud ches dvarim that are a trefa. That's what the Rambam says by achila. So now over here, by the din of the gevaya, the Rambam is coming to tell us that when in our sugya, when we're asering a trefa the gevaya, we're asering the trefa with the same gedder as the isra achila, not with by ritzach. That's something that can't live. It's totally in the yurches trefas that are aser b'achila. Those are the trefas that we're handling over here that are aser. And that's mukach in the Gemara, because the Gemara compares it to Mashke Yisrael, which means that all the trefas that we're referring to over here are something that are not Mashke Yisrael. And also the Gemara in the Havimino, which wanted to learn it out of a Kal V'chomer, we were learning out of a Balmum, because we were saying over here it's aser l'hedyeh, so for sure it should be aser l'gavayah. So you see that the Isser L'Gavaya is something that's Asr L'Hedyeh. That's what the Rambam is stressing, that's what the Rishkrav is Masber. He says that there'll be an Afkamina also by Yeseres. The din is if you have an extra Aver, so Yeseres is Kinatul Dami. It's as if it's missing. And therefore it's a Trefa, because it's as if you're missing that Aver. So even though in such a Trefa, the behemoth could continue living, because the MS, it has all the Avarim. It just has an extra Aver, and we say a Yetzer is Kenotel Dami. But the Etzem, it could live. Afal Pike in the Gabi Din Achila, since it's Kechaser Dami, it's Kenotel, it's as if you're missing that Aver, so you have it in Trefa. So Memele Huadin over here, but it's a Gavaya, it'll be also a Gavaya, even though the behemoth could live. Mashenkein, by Ritzicha over there, if you would kill such a person that has an extra Aver that's commanded not to dummy, he'll be chayiv misa, because even though he's a trefa, but for a reitzeach over there, that's different gedarim, and over there, it's totally if the person could live.
We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem, the Mishnah on Daf Vov Amud Aleph. The Mishnah brings a machlokes between the Chacham and Ben Beseira, when a kmitza psula was done, whether it was possible because the Oved was not ready for Avodah, he was a zar, oinin, or tfoyoyim, the other examples that the Mishnah brings, or because he was sitting or not standing on the floor of the Azara, or because he did a Kmitza of his smile. In all these examples, the Chacham say that the Kmitza is possible. And when Beseder says, Yachzer v'yachzer v'yikmitz b'yamin, you could put it back and do the Kmitza once again. Rashi over here brings, and the Gemara is mefurish like this in Amud Beis, that when Beseder argues in all of the cases of the Mishnah, in all these cases when Beseder holds, you could put it back and do the Kmitza once again. Now try first to understand the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chacham hold, once the kmitza was done with the psul, the kmitza cannot be put back and redone a yidei kosher. It would seem that there are two possible ways of understanding the shita of the Chachamim. One side would be that once this avoda was done already, the avoda cannot be redone. Once a mincha had the maisa avoda of kmitza, it's not shaykh to have a second maisa kmitza. Even though the one who did it the first time was psul, he was not ready for the avoda, it still has a shame avoda, it's still called that a maisa kmitza was done. It was the Maisa Kmitza Psula, but the Maisa still is considered a Maisa Kmitza, and Mincha cannot have a second Maisa Kmitza. That would be one possible tzad to understand the Shita of the Chachamim. According to this tzad, it's not the pshat that the Mincha really has a Psula on it, it's not a Mincha Psula, it's just a Mincha that does not have Avodas Kmitza, because the Avodas Kmitza which was done already was done by the Apostle. And it cannot have a second Avodas Kmitza, so this is a Mincha which is lacking the proper Avodas. The second tzad in the Shita of the Chachamim would be that this mincha l'maisa does become a mincha psula. A mincha that had avodas kmitza done a day apostle, the problem is not that we cannot redo the avoda, that's not the issue. The issue is that the mincha already became apostle, the entire mincha was chal psula on it because it had an avoda which was done a day apostle. So again, according to the first side, it's just that we don't have the ability to do another maisa kmitza. According to the second side, it's not the pshat that we lack the ability to do another avoda, it's just the pshat that the mincha was chal psula on it already. Just like if the mincha will become possible, belino or beyoitza, here also the mincha has a psul on it, memelo, it's not shaykh to do another avod, it's not going to help to be machshir to take off the psul that the mincha has on it already. Now the pashas l'chor would be like the first side, it would seem to be a chiddush to say that when a psul does avodas kmitza, it's chal psul on the entire mincha. The pashas would be that the pshat is that since an avodah was done already, it's not shaykh to do that same avodah again, even though it was done by psul, it still has a shame avodah on it, and mincha cannot have a second kmitza. And if this is the pshat, we have to understand how does this coincide with the sugya in Zvachim Daf Tezvov Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there talks about a din when a zar did a halacha, he carried the dam of the carbon from the place where it was niskabel to the mizbeach where the zrika would be done. So avodas halacha of a zar is possible. However, the Gemara has a shayla: can a kain take it back to the place where the kabbalah was done, and the kain redo the halacha the Kohen will bring it to the Makom of the Mizbeach. Is a machikus over there in the Gemara about Elochus Azar, if Efshar Litzkuni or Efshar Litzkuni. Is it possible to fix it and redo the Halacha, or do we say that once the Halacha is done already, it's not shaykh to do a second Halacha? The Rashi over there explains, in Dibur Maschel Efshar Litzkuna, he says, Leidam Lishar Avaidais, Halacha is different than other Avaidais. He says, for example, Shchita, Kabbalah, Azrika, all of these Avaidais, Me'acha, Shanasu, Bipsul, E Efshar Lachta, Vilasisin, Behechshar. Avodas such as Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zriko, once Avodas is done once, it's not possible to redo it. These are types of Avodas which cannot be undone. Shechita, obviously we understand that once the animal is shechted, it's not possible to shechted it a second time. Kabbalah as well, once the dam was niskabel from the tzavar of the behemoth, it's not shechted to put it back and do another Kabbalah. And Zriko also, Rashi says, that's partial that it cannot be redone. However, Rashi then continues and he says, the truth is that sometimes it is possible to redo a Kabbalah, if after the Pasul did the Kabbalah of the Dam, there's still more Dam coming out of the Tzarva of the Behemoth, Rashi says, Einichnami, there will be Pasul that a Kosher can go and be Makabal more Dam, there where it's possible to do another Kabbalah, Einichnami, the din is that a Kohen Kosher could do a second Kabbalah after the Pasul did the first Kabbalah. The Shaila over there in the Gemara is specifically as far as Halacha, that's where the Gemara has a Suffolk, is that considered something which can be redone? Meaning if the Kohen brings the Dam back to the place where it was Niskabal Bakli, can we look at it as if the halacha, the first halacha of the Tzar was undone, or do we say that once the dam is already next to the Mizbeach, bringing it further away and back to the Makom of Kabbalah, that's not considered undoing the halacha of the Tzar? That's the machlokes in the Gemara over there. Now, Kopanim, as far as Kmitza is concerned, why is it so partial to the Shita of the Chachamim that the Kmitza cannot be redone? L'chayr, Kmitza is not comparable to Shchita. Shchita, obviously, you cannot do a second Shchita. Or Kabbalah in a case where there's no more dam coming out of the tzavar, then obviously you can't put the dam back into the tzavar and redo the Kabbalah. But over here, as far as Kmitza is concerned, l'chayr, that should be similar to a case of Halacha. It is possible to put the Kmitza back where it came from and do another Maisa Kmitza. Just like over there by Halacha, you could bring the dam back to the place where it was Neskabel, and the Kohen would do a second Halacha. Why over there is it Machlekes, and here it seems to be Pasha to the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Maisa Kmitza cannot be redone. And the truth is, we could add further that even Ben Beseir, who argued on the Chachamim, Ben Beseir holds that you can't put the Kaimitz back, it's only because he has a special drasha from the Pasuk. Like the Gemara brings later on, Nomad Beis, Vikomatz Misham, Mimakom Shekomatz Kvar, that's where Ben Beseir says that even though he did one Maisik Mitzah, he could put it back to the rest of the Mincha, and do a second Maisik Mitzah. Without that drasha, Ben Beseir would have held that we posture that the Kmitzah cannot be redone. Again, the question is, why should this be similar to Shechit or Kabbalah? The Chayit should be similar to Halacha. So the pshat over here is as follows, that a Maisa Kmitza is not a simple act of taking out some of the stylus, of separating it from the rest of the Shiraim. It's not the simple Maisa of taking it out of the Kli, similar to the Maisa of Halacha, which is just walking the Dam from one place to another place. There by Halacha, if you walk it back, that would undo what he did. Hashem over here by Kmitza, so it's not simply removing some of the stylus from the rest of the Shiraim. Rather, what it's doing is, it's being Kaiveya, it's designating some of the stylus. This is the part that's going to have a shem kaimitz, and his din is to be hooked on the mizbeach, and the rest of it gets a stream of shirayim. You're separating the two parts of the mincha, and you're being kaiveya, you're establishing what's the kaimitz, what's the shirayim. It's not the simple act of moving the service from one place to another place. Therefore, we posture the ba'asim, that's not something which can be redone. Meaning, once we say that a maisa avoida, even of apostle, does have a shem avoida on it, so when he took out the kaimitz from the rest of the mincha, even though it was done bipsol, still the kaimitz did get a shem kaimitz on it. It was hukva, it was established as the kaimitz, and the rest of it was established as the shirayim. Therefore, by putting it back, that would not undo what he did already. The part that he took out originally still has the shem kaimitz, and the rest of it has the shem shirayim. This is an important yesod. You had to understand avodas kmitza. Avodas kmitza is not simply removing some of the soilus. By doing the maisa kmitza, he's being kaveh, what's the kaimitz and what's the shirayim. Therefore, Batsam, everyone would agree that this Maisa Kmitza cannot be redone. Even Ben Beseir holds that you can redo it, it's only because he has a special drasha from a pasuk, v'komatz misham, v'makom shekomatz kvar, that's what enables him to redo the kaimetz. We'll get back to later on understanding what exactly is the sheet of Ben Beseir, what is his avana, what's the pshat, why he can redo the kaimetz. But on Kopanim, at least with Das HaChacham, we now understand that a Maisa Kmitza is not something which can be redone. The Mahus of Avodas Kmitza has designated some of the mincha as the kaimetz. And that designation has to be done ayde kosher. If it's done ayde apostle, then it's apostle avoda. But apostle avoda does not mean that the designation was not chal. It was designated as the kaimitz. Since it was designated by a apostle and it cannot be redone, that's why the mincha will no longer be able to have a hechsher. Now, in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here, he brings B'shem the Biskarov, who had these two stadim, had to understand the shita of the Rabbanon. Is the pshat that the mincha is possible because it had a kmitza psulo, or is the pshat that the avoda was done already and it cannot be redone? According to that side, there's no psul in the mincha, it's just that it's lacking the avoda of kmitza, and there's no possibility of doing it again. And based on these two stadim, Minchas Avram explains that which we find what seems to be contradictory as far as in the shita of Ben Beseira. Taisus over here on Amar Aleph and Dibur Maschel Ben Beseira Imer, Taisus asks Akasha, he says, since the Gemara is Mavur, that Ben Beseira argues in all the cases of the Mishnah, not only by the case of Smoil does he hold that you could put it back and redo the Kaimitz, by all Psulim as well. If so, Taisus asks, why does the Mishnah separate the case of Kometz B'Smoil from the rest of the cases in the Mishnah? The Mishnah lists a number of Psulim, Zar, Oinin, Tfoyoim, and often the Mishnah says the din is that it's possible. Then the Mishnah says another din, Kometz B'Smoil possible, and Taisa asks, why is it Smoil divided from the other Psulim of the Mishnah? Mishnah, if Ben Beseira would only argue on Smoil, we would understand, but since Ben Beseira is arguing in all of them, why is Kometz B'Smoil separated from the other Psulim in the Mishnah? So Taisa answers this kasha, and he explains that there's an added chiddush to that which Ben Beseira holds, that even by Kometz B'Smoil, you could put it back and redo the Kemitza. That's why Smoil is separated, and the Mishnah says the din of Ben Beseira, by the case of Smoil, Koshkin, in the other cases, you could put it back and redo it. Smoil is a greater chiddush, Taisus explains. He says, Kivan to Isli Hechshir B'Yom HaKippurim, we find a certain kula about the psul of Smoil. Sometimes the Torah is Machshir Avodah B'Smoil. Therefore, there would have been a half minute to say that by Kmitza B'Smoil, Kivan to Isli Hechshir B'Yom HaKippurim, Kevia Avodah V'Loi Toil B'Chazara. The Avodah is Nikba. In other words, we look at it as if the Avodah was done already, even though it was done by psul, but since the psul of Smoil is not as bad as other psulim, we look at it as if the avodah was done, it would not help to redo the avodah. In other words, it would be sad to say that Ben Beseira argues in the other cases of the Mishnah, because that's not an avodah bechlal. If it's not considered an avodah bechlal, so you can redo it. But by Smoil, there would be half a minute to say that Ben Beseira would be maskim to the Tanakhama, that the avodah was done already. If it was done already, it cannot be redone. K'mashman, that's what the Mishnah tells us, that Ben Beseira argues even by the case of Smoil, even over there the din is that he holds, you could put it back and redo the kmitza. And the Shita Mekabetzis over here on the side of the page in Ois Lamed Dalid, he asks Akash on this Taisvis. He says, that which Taisvis says over here seems to be a stira to a svara that the Gemara says later on Amud Beis. On Amud Beis, the Gemara seems to say an opposite svara. The Gemara is sad to say that Ben Beseira was machshir only by Kmitza B'Smoil, other psalm he would be maskim to the Tanakhama, that you cannot redo the Kaimitz. And the Gemara says, what would be the svara? Why is it that Smoil would be worse than other psalim? The Gemara says, because Smoil ashkechon lechshir b'yom HaKippurim. Since we find sometimes the Torah was machshir in avodah b'smoil, so over there, that type of avodah is not so bad, it doesn't passel, you can redo the kmitza. But in other psulim, where they're never kosher, then it will be that it's worse, and the avodah cannot be redone. The Shita Mekabetzis is asking a kasha that the svar of Taisus on Amud Aleph is a stira to the svar of the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis is mavur, that the more something is kosher, the more it's similar to an avodah k'sher, that would be a reason to say that you can redo it, it doesn't passel the carbon. The svar of the Taisus is the opposite, that the more the avodah is kosher, the more similar it is to an avodah kosher, that's a reason to say that it cannot be redone, and the carbon would be possible. And the Shita Mekabetzis concludes, he says, Einich Nami, these are svaris hafuchais. However, he says, Koi hocha umad chalei, v'koi hocha umad chalei. An argument could be made in either direction, therefore Taisus on Amud Aleph, when he's trying to explain, why is it that the Mishnah singled out Smoil? So there Taisus answers that this is coming to exclude, if one would try to say that the only by the other psulim, that's where Ben Beseira was machshir, but by Smoil he would be maskim to the Tanakhama, they cannot redo the avodah. It is a valid svar. There would be a svar to say such a thing, that the more similar the avodah psula is to an avodah kshira, there's more of a reason to say that it cannot be redone. Therefore, the Mishnah singles out Smoil and tells us that even over there Ben Beseira was machshir. But on Beis, when we're trying to explain that which Rav says, Zar shekometz yachzir, the Gemara says he's going according to the shita of Ben Beseira. And the Gemara was bothered by what is Rav being Moisif more than that which you see in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains over there that Rav is being Moisif, don't say that Ben Beseira was Dafka B'Smoil. And here the Gemara uses the opposite svar because one could make such an argument that Dafka B'Smoil Ben Beseira was Machshir, since it's similar to a Kosher Avodah, that's a reason to say that it does not pass all the carbon. Mashenking the Psul of Azar, which is worse, whenever Machshir and Avodah Bizar, there will be a tzad to say that Ben Beseira would be Maskim to the Chachamim that you could put it back and redo the Kaimitz. That's why Rav would be telling us that even by Kmitza's Azar, Ben Beseira is Machshir. So both svaras work, one could make an argument in either direction. And the Minchas Avraham quotes Beshem the Biskrav that he says that the truth is that these two arguments are really dependent on how to understand the Shita of the Chachamim, the two studies that we presented before. If you understand the Pshat, the Shita of the Chachamim is that when an apostle does a Maisik Mitzvah that apostles the carbon, then we would understand that there's more of a svara to say that a person who's apostle, a type of psul that the Torah is never machshir, it's a stronger psul, that type of psul is more of a reason to apostle the carbon. This is the svara of the Gemara in Omer Beis. Rav was saying that not only is B'Mesir machshir B'Smoil, he's even machshir by Kmitzas Azar. Don't think that only by Kmitzas Smoil, which is not such a terrible psul, sometimes the Torah was machshir such an avodah. Don't say that Dafka over there, B'Mesir was machshir. Even a type of psul which is worse, the Torah is never machshir, still B'Mesir says you could put the Kmitz back and redo it. Over there, Rav meant to say that you could understand the Pshat and the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Kmitzah of a psul passels the carbon. If Ben Maser is coming to exclude from that and he's coming to tell us that it doesn't passel the carbon, so it's more of a chiddush to say that even a Kmitzah's Azar, which is a stronger psul, even that does not passel the carbon. The Svar of Tosis, however, the Brisk Rav explains, that Svar will be if you understand the Shita of the Chachamim according to the other tzad. That the Chachamim hold the reason why you cannot put back the Kmitz and redo it is because once the Kmitz was designated, it's not something which is possible to be undone. And that Ben Maser was arguing, and he says, no, that you could put back the Kaimitz and undo the Avodah which was done already, and you could designate a new Kaimitz. If that's the Machaikas between the Chacham and Ben Maser, then we would understand, like Tosis is far, that it's a greater Chiddush to say that even Kmitzas Smoil Ben Maser was Machshir, because the Kaimitz of a Zar, that's a type of soul which the Torah was never Machshir, so you could say that's not considered an Avodah Bechlal. The Kaimitz was never designated, and that's why it could be undone. Hashenken Kmitzas Smoil, which is not such a bad psul, sometimes the Torah was Machshir Smoil, there you could say that maybe we should look at it as if the Avodah was done already, and the Kmitzah was designated, that would be a reason to say you cannot put it back and redo it. In other words, the Brisk Rav is explaining that in the Chaim Gemara does have different stadim and how to understand the Shita of the Chachamim. At the stage of the Shak of Attire, we were explaining the words of Rav, that is coming to tell us, B'das Ben Beser, that even Kmitzas Azar is psul. At that point we would understand the Shita of the Chachamim, the Pshat is because it was a psul in the Mincha, but the Maskanas HaSugyo, that is Pashat to us that Ben Beser is arguing in all the cases of the Mishnah. So when Tosis is bothered by, why is Smol in the Mishnah singled out? And he answers that Smol is a greater Chiddush according to Ben Beser. And at that point, what Tosis means to say is that the Pshat and the Chachamim is different. You cannot redo the Kmitzah because the Kmitz was designated already. On that, Ben Beser argues and he says one can redo the Kmitz. So over there, as Tosis says, Smol is even a greater Chiddush. Even though Smol, sometimes the Torah was machshir, even an avodah b'Smol is not considered to have designated the kaimitz, and therefore it can be redone. Now, as far as the Shita of Ben Beseira, so that we have Machlokes Tanoim, how to understand this Shita at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yasyon, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtam, they understood that Ben Beseira is moida that in the case where the kaimitz was already in the Skadish Bekli, there is no din that you could put it back and redo the kmitza. The Gemara, however, quotes a Tanakama who understands B'das Ben Beseir not like that. He understands that even if it wasn't a Skadish B'Kli, still you could put it back and redo the Kmitzah. The Gemara is mavur that the Tanakama's understanding of Ben Beseir is the more simple way to understand. The Shita of the other Tanoim B'das Ben Beseir, the Gemara has difficulty understanding. The Gemara asks, Mamanashach, if you consider a Kmitzah of Apostle to be that the Avodah was done already, then why do you have to have Dafka Matan Kli with the Maisa Kmitzah alone already? The Avodah was done by Psol. And if you hold that when an apostle does Avodah, it's not considered an Avodah, and therefore it should be able to be redone, and even if the Matan Kli was done also, why should it then be that you can't do it over again? At the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings B'Shem Rav Nachman. He says the Pshat of Ben Beseir is, according to these Tanoim, Lo'ilum Avodah Hiv Lo'igomra Avodoso Ad Da'ovod Lo'matan Kli. Really, an Avodah of Apostle is an Avodah. However, the Avodah is not completed until the Matan Kli. Therefore, Ben Beseir holds that before you do the Matan Kli, you could still put it back and redo the Kmitzah. And here we have to understand exactly what is this Svar of Rav Nachman. Does Rav Nachman really hold that the Kmitzah and the Matan Kli are considered like one long Avodah? The Pashas says that they're clearly two different Avodahs. The Kmitzah is comparable to the Shechita, and the Matan Kli is comparable to the Kabbalah. Shechita and Kabbalah are two different Avodahs. Pashas, Kmitzah and Matan Kli are also two different Avodahs. What does Rav Nachman mean to say over here? And furthermore, we have to understand, according to these Tanayim Vedas Ben Beseira, Besim even Ben Beseira is maskim that once the Avodah is completed, even though it was done with Psol, it cannot be redone. It's just that he holds that it has not been completed until after the Matan Kli. If so, one would have to understand what exactly is the Nekudas and Machlikis between the Chacham and Ben Beseir in the Mishnah, what exactly is the argument if both of them are masking that when an avodah is done by a apostle, the avodah cannot be redone? Ben Beseir is also masking that once the avodah has been finished completely, you cannot put back the kaimitz and redo it. So what is the machlekes in the case where the maisa kmitza was done, but not the matan kli? What is the machlekes between the Chacham and Ben Beseir? And finally, another point which has to be clarified is that which the Braisa earlier brought a drasha from a pasuk according to Ben Beseira, he dashed from that which it says, Vekomats Misham, Ben Beseira says, Mimakom Shekomats Kvar, from there he learns that he could put it back and redo the Kmitza. Lachar, the way Rav Nachman explains the Maskana Segemara, the Pshan Ben Beseira is, Ligomra Vidosa, the Ovala Matan Kli, that would seem to be a svara that since the Avodah was not completed, you can put it back and do it over again. So why would you need a drasha for that? The Pashas of the Gemara's Mashmet, the Machlekes is about whether you make this drasha or not. According to Rav Nachman, what they argue about is a svara, not a drasha. And the we have to say over here, the pshat in the sugya is that Bederach Klal, surely Rav Ben Beseir is also maskim that the avodah of Kmitza and the avodah of Matan Kli are two different avodahs. For example, as far as the din of Pigol, if one had Machsheves Pigol during the Kmitza but not during the Matan Kli, that would be enough to be mafagal the carbon. It's considered that he had a Machsheva in an entire avodah. And all this machlekes between Rameir and the Chacham about mefaglim b'chatzi matir. If one had machsheves pigal and only part of an avodah, there's machlekes whether that's mefagl the carbon. Here everyone will be maskim that a machsheves pigal and the maisa kmitza that would be enough to be mefagl the carbon, even according to Ben Beseira, who says over here in our Gemara that it's not considered gomer avodosa adav matan kli. He doesn't mean to say that it's all one long avodah. Therefore, since Be'etzim is two avodahs, even Ben Beseira will be maskim that misvara, once the Maisa Kmitza is done ready, even if you did not do the Matan Kli, we would look at it as if a complete Avodah was done by the Apostle and it would not be able to be redone. It's only after we have a Joshua from Apostolic, as the Braisa says, from Vekomas Misham, we learn Rimakom Shekomats Kvar. Ben Beseir has a Joshua. That's the Nekutam Samachalikis between the Chacham and Ben Beseir about the Joshua. The Chacham called like the Tanakam of the Braisa. He has a different Joshua from the words Vekomas Misham, Rimakom Sherag Lezar Oimdeis. Rakapam, that's truly the Yisayda Machlekes. However, Bedas Ben Beseira, now that he does have this drasha, the Torah is telling us that there's a case where even though the Maisa Kmitza was done once already, he could put it back and redo the Maisa Kmitza. Here, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, how to understand the Shita of Ben Beseira. The Rashi over here in Dibur Maschal Stomachsiv, he says, according to Ben Beseira, we learn from that Pasuk, Vikomets Misham, Mimogam Shekomets Kvar, the Lashon of Rashi is, Vechziroi Kumtza Misham Paslos. The Torah is telling us that in the case where he did the Kmitza, however, he put it back, because the first time he did it was done by Psol, that's where there's a gili from a pasuk that he could redo the Kmitza. The Mashmaisa Rashi is that everyone would be masking that if the first Kmitza was done by Hechsher, if a Kohen Kosher did it, then surely he cannot put it back, he cannot redo the Kmitza. Even Ben Beseir is masking that as soon as the Maisa Kmitza is done, the Mincha has been divided, the Kaimus was designated, and the Shrine was designated, he can't put it back and do the Kmitza again. It's Exeris HaKosav specifically in the case where the first time it was possible. And here is the Machlekes, how to understand the Shita of Ben Beseira. Tanakam understands Bedas Ben Beseira Kamatz Vafilu Kiddush. Once the Torah is telling us that the Kmitza of Apostle is not considered that the Avodah was done, the guy with the din that he could put it back and redo it, so therefore it will make no difference if the Maisa Kmitza was done and then he put it back right afterwards, or even if you put it into the Kli ready also. Once the Torah is megalot us that the avodah of apostle is not considered avodah, as far as this din is negeya about redoing the kaimitz, even if he puts it into the kli, also wouldn't be a reason why he can't put it back and redo the kmitza. The other tanoim are mechadish b'das ben beseir that we minimize the chiddush of this gzeiras hakosav. When the Torah says that when it's done b'psol you can put it back and redo it, we understand that it's only talking about in the case where the matan kli was not yet done. If the matan kli was done already, then you cannot put it back. And this Gemara clarifies what should be the chilek if what the Torah is telling us with this gzeiras hakosav is they consider it that the avodah was not done. As far as the din of redoing the kmitza, look at it as if they never had an avodah. So why should you differentiate between if the matan kli was also done or if the matan kli was not yet done? And that the Gemara says, Rav Nachman explains this as far to be mechalik. Laigom ravidosa ad avla matan kli. It doesn't mean to say that it's two separate avodahs, as we explained. It just means to say that we can't possibly look at this as a hemshech. The two avodas are very much related. The Maisa Kmitza separates it, takes it out of the Mincha, and then the Kiddush Kli gives it its own Kiddush. It's a continuation of the Maisa Kmitza. We find in the first Mishnah in Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh and Zvacham Daf Pei Gimel, the Mishnah there says that Kmotzim Shalei Neskachu B'Kli are considered something which is not Roy L'Mizbeach. Lashon of Rashi over there is Kmosim Shlei Kishu Bekli Lachar Kmitza Lo Yhuvru Chelik Gvaya. Even after the Maisa Kmitza, we don't consider that the Kmitz was totally Huver for the Mizbeach. Rashi continues, Afgav the Kitra Mincha Kula Bekli, even though the Mincha had an original Kiddush, Ein Ze Chelik Gvaya Borer. That Kiddush was not specifically on the part that's going to go on the Mizbeach. She'ein Mincha Kreva Kula, Rashi says, Ube Kmitza B'loi Matan Kli Ein Ze Mavur LeMizbeach. Even after the Maisa Kmitza was done, it's still not considered Mavur LeMizbeach until it had its second Kiddush, the Kiddush Bekli. This L'chay will be the Hezbro over here when we say that it was Loi Gomer Avodaso, but Al Kaponim, since we could look at it as if it has some Hemshech, therefore we're able to explain that the Gzeiras HaKosov, which tells us that even a carbon which had Kmitza ready, like the Apostle, can have a second Kmitza, it's only true in a case where there was no Gemar Avoda. Once it was a Gemar Avoda, and the Kmitza was also Neskadish Bekli, and that the Torah never said that you could redo the Kmitza. According to this, the Nekudas HaMachalikas between the Chacham and Ben Beseira is not whether we look at the Kiddush Kli as the Gemar Avoda of the Kmitz. Everyone is masking that Be'esem, it's two different Avodas. And everyone is also masking that in certain ways you could look at the Kiddush Kmitz as a Hemshech of the Avodah of Kmitza. It's the completion of the designation of this Kmitz to be ready for the Akrava on the Mizbeach. Yisrael Machlekes is about the Drosha. Just certain Tanaim understand with Aspen Beser that we minimize the Drosha. And Machlek between the case where the Kmitz did not have a Kiddush Kli, that's where the Torah says you could put it back and redo the Kmitza. Hashem, in the case where it had a Kiddush Kli, there we understand the Torah never meant to say this Kiddush, that you could still put it back and redo the Kmitza. According to this, everyone is maskim that when a kosher does the Kmitza, if for some reason he wants to put it back and redo the Kmitza, he cannot do so. As we saw, Rashi says, even Ben Meseira, his drosha of Kometz Mishram Makom Shekometz Kvar, is specifically in a case where the Kmitza was done by Psol. If the Kmitza was done by Hechshad, there is no Gzeir Sekosov. And if there's no Gzeir Sekosov, then surely even if it was only the Maisa Kmitza and not the Kiddush Kli, which was done, still you cannot put it back. And furthermore, by Kmitas Pasol, Badas the Chacham, who argue on Ben Beseira, and even if you understand Badas Ben Beseira like the Tanakama, the Tanakama holds that according to Ben Beseira, even if a Kiddush Kmitz was done already, you could still put it back. It's not the Pshat that in that case the Chacham argue and hold that you cannot put it back because the Kiddush Kmitz was done already. As even if only the Maisa Kmitz was done and not the Kiddush Bekli, still once the Kmitz was done by Psol, it's already too late, you cannot redo it. Only according to Ben Beseira, who had a Joshua from a Pasuk, as he said, if you don't make the drasha, then everyone will be maskim. Once the avodah is done, it cannot be redone. And that would be even before the Kiddush Bekli. Just with the Maisa Kmitza alone already, the Chacham would hold that it's already too late. You cannot put it back and redo the Maisa Kmitza. At this point, that even if you hold with Aspen and Beseiro, that Legomer Avodosa Ad Ovla Matan Kli, but still you said a Kmitza Kshay will be different, you cannot be redone even after the Maisa Kmitza alone. This point is mentioned in the Karen Eira. He asks Akasha from the Gemara later on, Daf Chavov Amid Beis. There's a machlekes tanoim over there, if one did a kmitza b'yad yamin, and after he does the kmitza, he puts it into yad smoil. The shita of the chacham over there is that it's possible he cannot put it afterwards into the kli and be mekadesh b'kli, it was ready nifsal by that which he put it into his left hand. And the Kerner asks Akasha, he says that would seem not to fit with the shita of Ben Beseira. Ben Beseira holds that even if the maisa kmitza from the beginning was done with yad smoil, still you could put it back and redo the kmitza. So too over here, if it was done by Yad Yamin, surely, just because he put it for one moment in the Yad Smoil, it should not passel, he should be able to put it back into the Kli and redo the Kmitza. And he answers, he says, no, the Din of Ben Beseira is that since at the time of the Kmitza it was done by Psol already then, it's not considered an Avoda. It's as if he didn't do the Kmitza Bechlal. Therefore, he could put it back and redo it. Hashenkin, if it was done by Yad Yamin, it was done by Hechsher, it wasn't Maisa Kmitza, then afterwards he puts it into the Yad Smoil, as the Gemara of there explains, this would be comparable to a case of Nishbach Adam al Ritzba, just as the din by Dam is that if after Shechita, before it was Niskabel Bekli, the Dam was Nishbach al Ritzba becomes Posel, so to a Kaimes, if after the Kmitza, Kmitza is comparable to the Shechita, if after the Kmitza, before the Matan Kli, the Kaimes fell, or it was put down in a place where it does not belong, that's like Nishbach and it's Posel. In other words, the Kaimes has to go directly from his hand where he did the Kmitza, directly into the Kli to be Niskadish. Kerner is being mechalik between the case where the kmitza was done by Hechsher, of there it is considered an avoda, and therefore afterwards if he puts it into Yad Smol, it's niftal b'nishbach. Hashenkin over here, b'das ben b'seira, since at the time he did the kmitza, it was done b'psol, it's not considered an avoda. The Kerner is mevur that he's even going according to the shita satanim who understand b'das ben b'seira, that his din is only because he was not yet niskadish b'kli, as they explained, ligom ravidosa ad avoda matan kli, yet still the Kerner is understanding that when a kosher does the kmitza, we do look at it as a complete avodah, If he would have said otherwise, he would have said it, that there also it's like Gomer Avigdosa, and he would have said that even if he puts it into the Yad Smoil, he could always put it back and restart again. The Karnar is Mavur that once he did the Maisa Kmitza, that already is Kaiveya, and it cannot be redone. Only over here in Ersiga, by Kmitza Psula, that's where the Gemara is Mechadish to differentiate between whether it was completed by Deda Matan Kli. But normally, the Maisa Kmitza itself will be considered a complete Avoida. Now, till now, we've discussed the Ikar Yisera Machoikis between the Tanakama and Ben Beseira in the Mishnah. Now, I'll go back and we'll discuss a few other points Negea to the Sugya. The Seif of the Mishnah brings a din. Kamas v'alo b'yodei tzroir, o'yar gir melech, o'yar shalavayna apostol, m'peish amra kaimitz ha'yeser v'achoser apostol. The din is that if there's some foreign object, something that doesn't belong in the kaimitz, it's considered a kaimitz choser and it's apostol. And the Mishnah continues, what's the case of yeser, shekomtzai m'vayretz? What's the case of choser, shekomtzai b'roshiyetz v'oisov? Now what is the din according to Ben Beseira in these cases in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Tosfos talks about this later on, daf Yud Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos, Dibur Maschel Kometz V'Olo B'Yodei Tzor. There he asks it as a kasha, in the case of Kometz V'Olo B'Yodei Tzor, why does Rebbe Yehuda not argue and say, Yachzor V'Yikmoitz, the Chari Rebbe Yehuda should argue over there as well and say that he could redo the Kmitza. And Tosfos has two stodim over there. First he says, Shema Sosom Matanad Loika V'Asei, maybe Ein Chanami Rebbe Yehuda would argue on that case, the Tanah doesn't mention it, but Ein Chanami, that din of the Mishnah is also not like Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda, you'd be able to put back the Kometz and redo it. Inami Taisi says a different teretz, Yesh Lechalik bin Kmitza Psulo, the Kmitza Anasis mi Psulin. Taisi differentiates between a case where the Psul is Machmas the Oivid, the one who did the Avodah, he's Psul, either because he's like a Zar, Oinin, Tfoyoim, or because of his position, he was sitting or not standing on the Ritzbah. In all those cases where the Chasaran is in the Oivid, that's the din is according to Ben Beser that you could put it back and redo the Kmitza. Ashenkin in a case where there's nothing wrong with the Oivid, rather it's the Meister Kmitza. The Meister Kmitza itself had a problem that it was a Kmitza Chasera, thereby Mesir would be maskim that you cannot redo the Kmitza. This is the Svar of Taisis. One can take a look in the Karen Oiro, as well as the Svasemis over there in Daf Yudam Rebeis. They say Lachar, there would be a Svar to say the opposite, that perhaps even the Tanakama who holds that you cannot put back the Kmitza in a case where the Oivid was possible, that's because it is considered to be a Meister Kmitza and it cannot be redone. In a case where the Meister itself had a problem that it was a Meister Kmitza Chasera, perhaps over there, even the Rabbanon would be masking him that it's not a Maisa Kmitza Bechlal, you could put it back and redo it. But Al-Kapanam Taisus holds not like that. Taisus in one side says that Enechanam, this would be a Machalikas Tanakama and Ben Beseira. According to Taisus, it would be posh that Bedasa Tanakama, you cannot redo the Kmitza. According to the first side of Taisus, this would be the same Machalikas as the Resha. According to the second side of Taisus, in the safe even Ben Beseira would be masking him that you cannot redo the Kmitza. Now Taisus is talking about in a case where it was Kometz V'Olo B'Yodi Tzor, it was a Kmitza Chaser because of a foreign object, which caused that there was not a full amount of Silas in the Kmitz. What about in the case of Komtzi Barosh Yetzba Isov? What would Taisus say over there? So there's a strong svar to say that in that case, even Taisus will be maskim that everyone holds that he can redo the Kmitza. Even the Tanakama would be maskim, it's not considered a Maisa Kmitza Bechlal. If he didn't position his hand correctly, it's not considered a Maisa Kmitza. It's not the way the Torah described the Maisa Kmitza. It's not like the case of the Tzra, where his Maisa was the way the Torah described, just because it was a problem, there was something else in there, it made it that there was not the full amount of Silas. In the case of Kometz Barashi Yitzba'isav, he Bechlal didn't do the way the Torah described the Maisa Kmitza, he did something else entirely, perhaps over there everyone would be maskim, that he could put back the Silas, which is Barashi Yitzba'isav, and redo the Kmitza. In the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he's Medayik in the Rambam, like this Chilek. The Rambam brings this din of Kometz V'Olo B'Yodei Tzroir, and Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Psula Megdoshim Alocha Gimel, the Rambam puts it together with Kmitzas Posel, the cases of the Mishnah where Posel did the Kmitz, where we hold La Halocha, like the sheet of the Tanakama, you cannot put it back and redo the Kmitza. The Rambam puts the din of Kometz V'Olo B'Yodei Tzroir over there as well. The Mashmai says that that also is similar. In all these cases, the Rambam says that it's Posel and does not mention an option of redoing the Kmitza. The Mashmai says that it's the same as Kmitzas Posel, like the Tanakama of the Mishnah. The din of Kometz Barosh Yetzba Isav, the Rambam does not bring in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim, rather in Hilchos Maaser Karbonos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. In Maaser Karbonos, the Rambam is not discussing cases where a carbon became posel, he's discussing the proper procedures, how to be makriv Karbonos. He describes how the Kohen is supposed to do the Maaser Kmitza. He says, Poshet Yetzba Isav, Al Pas Yodei VeKoimetz, because the Mishnah explains this is how the Rambam is describing not to be Kometz Barosh Yetzba Isav. Mashmois of the Rambam is that this is how the Maisa Kmitza has to be done. If you didn't do it this way, then it's Bechal, not a Maisa Kmitza. Therefore, you could put back the Soilus and redo the Maisa Kmitza. Now, based on this differentiation between the case of Kometz v'Adu b'Yodei Tzror, where Taisa says that surely according to the Shita of the Tanakama, you cannot redo the Kmitza, Taisa has two Sadam Adas ben Beseira, Mashenking in the case of Kometz b'Rashi Yitzba Isov, there's not a Maisa Kmitza b'Chlal, L'Kuliyam, we can redo it. He says, based on this, L'Chor, you can answer the Kasha of Taisvis, Taisa at the bottom of Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschol Chosar. He asks, why is it that the Mishnah has to bring a different case of Chosar, Kometz b'Rashi Yitzba Isov? The Mishnah already set an example. The case of Kometz b'Adu b'Yodei Tzror is also possible midin chaser. Why does the Mishnah have to bring a second example? Taisus answers and he says, once we brought the case of Yeser, the case of Kometz b'Veiretz, where there's too much silas in his hand, that's Yeser. Mamela, we brought a similar case of chaser, where there's too little silas in his hand, it was Kometz b'Roshetz b'Isov. That's more similar to the case of Kometz b'Veiretz. Mashenka, in the case of Kometz b'Adu b'Yodei Tzror, there he took into his palm the right volume, just since there's something else over there, takes away from the silas, and it's also considered chaser. Agapan, the Milchus of Rome says, L'chor, you could have answered Taisus' kasha by saying, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases of the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah brought the din of Kometz v'Adu b'Yodei Tzror, which is possible. Possible over there means to say that you cannot redo it according to the Tanakama. Perhaps, as Taisus says, maybe even Ben-Beseir's maskim, but Agapan over there, it is a Maisik Mitzah, just with a psul. As opposed to the last cases of the Mishnah, Kometz b'Veiretz, or Kometz b'Roshetz b'Isov, that's not considered a Maisik Mitzah b'Chlal. In both of those cases, everyone would be maskim, even the Tanakama would agree that you could redo the Kmitza, because that's not a Maisik Mitzah b'Chlal. It's not the way the Torah described to do the Maisa. Now, continue on to another point. One of the cases listed in the Reisha of the Mishnah, a type of Kmitza Psula, which is a Machlokes Tanakama and Ben-Beseira, is the case of Tomei. If a Tomei does a Maisik Mitzah, according to the Tanakama, it's possible. According to Ben-Beseira, you could put it back and redo the Kmitza. Now, firstly, as a side point, is a kasha which Achrayim discussed, and that is, if a Tomei did a Kmitza, so he's Metama the Kmitz, so what's going to get to put it back and redo it according to Ben-Beseira? Either way, that Kmitz already became Tomei. This kasha was already asked by a Rishain in a Sefer which was once called Chidushei Rashba in Menachos. It was once attributed to the Rashba. L'maisa, the truth is, it's been proven that this is not really the Rashba, but it is a different Rishain. Al-Kabam, he asks his kasha, L'chair, in the case of Kamat Tomei, the Kmitza became Tomei, how could you put it back and redo it according to Ben-Beseira? And he says, even though the Gemara does say that Ben-Beseira argues in all the cases of the Mishnah, that just means to say that the fact that it was done b'psol is not a reason why you cannot redo it. By the case of Tomei, there's a different problem. Once the Kmitza became Tomei, it cannot be put back. Therefore, the Maisa, even according to Ben-Beseira, would be a problem. One can take a look further in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he discusses this kasha barichus. He has other terutzim to this kasha. Rakhavan, there's another point which Lachayim discuss over here in this case of Tomei. This is a kasha which was asked in the Sefer Keren Oira, as well as in the Sefer Taras HaKadosh. They say we know that there's a Gemara in Me'ila which says that Tomei oisa shirayim. Although other psulim the din is that if the makabel the dam and zerik the dam on the mizbeach, they don't passel the rest of the dam of the animal. If there's still dam left in the tzavra of the behemo, you can still do another kabbalah and be zerik the dam bekashrus. The fact that Apostle did a Kabbalah and Ezrika does not passel the rest of the dam, it does not make it into Shirayim. Mashenking by Tomei the din is, since the psul of Tomei is not as chomer as other types of psulim, the Torah is mekel and is machshir avodas Tomei for Karbonis Tibur, and therefore the Gemara says that Tomei everyone agrees is Eisa Shirayim. Once a kohen Tomei did a Kabbalah and Ezrika, it's considered that an avodah was done already in the Karbon, and the Karbon had Ezrika, although it's Ezrika psula, but since this type of psul is similar to a kosher Ezrika, consider that the Karban already had Ezrika and the rest of the dam is Pasul, we cannot have a Kain Kasher do another Kabbalah and Ezrika. If so, the Achayim ask, how could Ben-Beseir hold over here that even by the case of Tamei, you could put back the Kaimis and redo it? The Avodah of Tamei definitely is considered an Avodah. This Mincha already had a Kmitza, was already designated what's the Kaimis, what's the Shirayim, how can that be redone? The truth is, the Keren Oira begins by asking this as a Kasher on Taisis, the Taisis that we spoke about in Amar Aleph, who says, why is Smol separated from the other cases of the Mishnah? And Taisus explains that there would be half a minute to say that Ben-Beseir would be maskim by Kmitzas Smol, keeping this Lechshir B'yom Kippurim, you would say that it's closer to a kosher Avodah, and therefore the din is it cannot be redone according to Ben-Beseir. He asks that once we see, even by the case of Tomei, if anything that's even more similar to a kosher Avodah, as we see the Gemara Me'ila says that a Kayin Tomei, whose Zerik Dam is Isis Shirayim, all other Psulim are not Isis Shirayim, you see that a Tomei is similar to a kosher avodah even more than Smoil. If even by Tomei Ben-Beseira says that it could be redone, koshkein by Smoil. He asks that as a kasha on Taisus, but he says the truth is it's difficult even without Taisus. How could we understand Bedas Ben Besero? How could the Kmitza of a Tamei be redone if we find that the Zrika of a Tamei is Oisa Shiraim? So as he said in the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, he asks this Kasha as well, and he says, Eina Chanami Ben Besero will be maskin by Kmitza's Tamei. He says, anyways, you have the other Tanya that we discussed previously. When Kohen Tamei does Kmitza, he's Metame the Mincha. Therefore he says, Eina Chanami Ben Besero will not argue on that case of Tamei. For two reasons, firstly because he's Metamer the Mincha, and secondly because of this Taina, that the Avodah of a Tamei is considered an Avodah and it cannot be redone. The Keren Oyer, however, he says, L'chair, this will be Tali in the Machlekes between the Ramam and the Ravid. He says, we find the Machlekes between the Ramam and the Ravid about a Kabbalah's Tamei, when Kohen Tamei does Kabbalah's Adam, but he has not yet done the Zrika, is he Oisa Shiraim? The Pasha says that the whole Nidin of Oisa Shiraim, the Sigin Zvacham Daf Lamedaur Amud Beis, which has it sad to say that all Psulim should be Oisa Shiraim, the Rashi and Tosis over there learn, it means if a Zrika was done already, if Apostle only did a Kabbalah, then there definitely is not Oisa Shiraim. A Kosher could definitely be Makabu Mordam from the Tavra of the Behemoth. The whole question is if a Zrika was done already, and therefore the Sigin Me'ila as well, which says that a Tummy is Oisa Shiraim, would also be only after Zrika. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Psulim HaMikdoshim, Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Ches, seems to say otherwise. The Rambam of their Paskins, that Apostle is not Oisa Shiraim, and he's talking about Kabbalah over there, he's not talking about his Zrika. His Lashon is, Kibel HaPosel, Im Nishar Dam HaNefesh, Choyzer HaKosher, Umekabel, Umoylech Vizorik, She'ein HaPsulim LaVoida Oisim HaDam, HaNishar Shiraim, Chutzman HaTomei, Hoyel V'huroi LaVoida Bekarbon HaBobetumah. The Rambam says that all other Psulim do not make a Din Shiraim with their Kabbalah, Mash'ein Kein Tomei. The Pashas of the Ram is that a Tomei who is Mekabel HaDam, that already is Oisa Shiraim, a Kosher can no longer be Mekabel HaDam from the Tavra of the Behemoth. The Ravid, however, argues over there. He says the whole Din of Shiraim is only after Zrika. Rakopam, the Karen Erez, says if you go like the Pashtus, if the Din of Oisa Shiraim is only after the Zrika, then already would not be difficult. The same way, by Dam the Din is until you do the Zrika, you could still do another Kosher Kabbalah. He also, the Avos Ben Maseir says you could put back the Kaimetz and redo it. It's because you weren't yet Makdu the Kaimetz. Haktaras HaKaimetz is parallel to the Zrika of the Dam. Now, if we find Tami's Oisa Shiraim, it's only after the Zrika Sadam. Would not be a kasha from the Shita of Ben Besero over here. Now the truth is this, Svar of the Karen Ori would seem to be difficult to understand, because that which the din is that a Tamei is not Oisa Shiraim until he does the Zrika, that's the pshat, because even when a kosher Kabbalah is done, it's not Oisa Shiraim. The din is that if a Kohen kosher is Mekabel Dam, he can always be Mekabel more Dam afterwards from the Tavra of the Behemoth, only after he does Zrika, that's when he can no longer be Mekabel the Dam. Hashem came by Kmitza, as we spoke earlier, it's pshat that when a Kohen kosher does Kmitza, once the Kmitza is done, it cannot be redone. If so, the Chayr, we should be able to still ask a Kasha, the same way by Tamei who does a Zrika. That's Oisa Shiraim. Despite the fact that other Psulim would do a Zrika, it's not Oisa Shiraim. Other Psulim, when they do a Zrika, we don't consider that the carbon had a Zrika. It's not an Avodah Bechlal. Hashenkin, when a Tamei does Zrika, the carbon did have a Zrika, and therefore it's Oisa Shiraim. If so, that would be comparable to a case where the Kain Tamei did a Kmitza. A Tamei doing Kmitza should be different than other Psulim doing Kmitza, even if Ben Beseir holds that when other Psulim do the Kmitza, it's not as if the Avodah has been done. But since by a kosher who does kmitza, you cannot redo it, so a kohen whose tummy should be similar to a kosher, his avodah should be considered an avodah and he should not be able to redo it. And the what you would have to say to answer this kasha of the Karen Oira is that here the Mais of Ben Besir comes with a drosha from a pasuk v'kamatz misham v'makom shekamatz kfar. Without the drosha, we would have said that all psul medin is that once the kmitza was done, it cannot be redone. Once already it's gzeiras hakosav, then already it's not difficult to say that tummy is also nichlal in this gzeiras hakosav. Even tummy, the Torah says, and when he does the Kmitza, Be'etzem, it would have been established as the Kaimetz and the rest as Shiraim. The Torah says that it is possible to redo the Kaimetz. It would be true even by a Tamei. L'chair, if anything, we can ask a Kasha the opposite. Then is that Sharp Sulim, other than Tamei, even if they do a Kabbalah and a Zrika, it's not Oisa Shiraim. If there's still Dam coming out of the Tzarva of the Behemoth, a Kohen Kosher could do another Kabbalah and a Zrika. If so, what is the Pshat in the Shita of the Chacham over here? Why is it that the Chacham hold that once Apostle does Kmitza, it's not possible to put it back and do a second Kmitza? L'chair, the same way over there, Apostle is not Oisa Shiraim because it's not an Avodah Bechlal. Here as well, Apostle who does Kmitza should also not be considered an Avodah Bechlal, and he should be able to redo the Kmitza. So Reb Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Psulim HaMikdoshim, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Ches, towards the end of the piece over there, he answers this Kasha, based on that which the Rambam paskins the Din, that although we hold that Apostle is not Oisa Shiraim, even if he does Zrika on the Dam, this is by all psulim except for a Tamei. A Kohen Kosher could still do Kabbalah from the Tzavar and Bizerik other Dam. The Ram, however, is Mavur and Perik Yudal and Hilchos Psulim HaMikdoshim Halacha Beis, that if there's dam left in the kais, which the pasul used to be zerik, that dam is pasul. It's only the only other dam which is still in the tzavra of the behema, that dam is kosher, but dam which was in the kais b'shas of the zrika, that dam is pasul. And Rashi explains the pshat in the Rambam, and Chaim already explained the Rambam similarly, that the Rambam means to say that even though a pasul does a zrika, it's not considered that the carbon had a zrika already. For that reason, the dam that's left in the tzavra is not considered shirayim. Shirayim would mean that the carbon had a zrika already, the dam that's left is not necessary. When a pasul did the zrika, the carbon did not have its zrika done already, therefore the dam that's left is not shirayim. However, Rav Shach explains, the dam which was in the case at the time of the zrika, that dam did have a zrika done from it, it had a zrika psul done from it. So though we consider it that the carbon did not have a zrika, that dam that was in the case did have a zrika done already. Rav Shach explains, this is the answer to the kasha, why over here in Eretz Sugya, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, when a pasul does a kmitza, the claim of his pasul cannot be returned, you cannot redo it. The pshat is, even though if you look mitzad the carbon did not have its kmitza done already, since it was done like the pasul, but the actual kmitz, which the pasul did take, that did have an avodah done in it. As far as the kmitz itself is concerned, the kmitz did have a maisa kmitza. If it gets on it, Hashem kmitz, and Mamel, the rest of the mincha gets on it, Hashem shirayim, that's something which cannot be undone if there is no eser to put the kmitz back and a kohen kosher to redo the kmitza.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.